Old Joe held his first press conference of the year last night, and as soon as the first question was asked, it became crystal clear, even to regular CNN viewers, why his staff and his wife have been hiding him away from the American people this whole time. And even more scandalous, that the liberal media has been complicit in the cover-up of his mental incapacitation.
What concerns do you have about Vice President Harris's ability to beat Donald Trump if she were at the top of the ticket?
Look, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there. Number one.
If I didn't see this live on television with my own eyes, I would have given it a 50% chance that this was just a deep fake and a meme. But that was his actual answer. In his mind, this is the vice president, which may be one of the most horrifying images that I have ever seen. Moments before that, after reading a scripted speech from a teleprompter, he made the mistake of revealing that his handlers had given him specific instructions, as usual, of who to call on.
With that, I'll take your questions. I've been given a list of people to call on here. Reuters, Jeff Mason.
Well, at least he didn't admit that he would get in trouble if he didn't follow instructions.
You guys are bad. I'm not supposed to be answering all these questions. I'm supposed to leave, but I can't resist your questions.
But his troubles began even earlier when the NATO summit was wrapping up and he tried to introduce President Zelensky, who flew here all the way from Ukraine because he wants to be a part of NATO, hoping to suck us into World War III. And then this happened.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You're going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway.
Anyway.
President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
The rest of the press conference was, as you would expect, him mumbling incoherently and unable to finish sentences.
We just put together with... Today, I asked our NATO allies that we bring on the group from the South Pacific, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Australia. I already mentioned Australia.
The press conference, which was scheduled weeks ago, was supposed to be about NATO, but instead, every single question was about the elephant in the room, which can't be ignored any longer at this point. This was his response to a question about him now wrapping up his evenings after 4 o'clock.
And if you looked at my schedule since I made that stupid mistake of in the campaign, in the debate.
He means the mistake of doing the debate.
I mean, my schedule has been full bore. I've done, where's Trump been? Riding around in his golf cart, filling out his scorecard before he hits the ball? I mean, look, he's done virtually nothing.
Well, Donald Trump was completely silent for over a week after the debate because why would he want to interrupt such a glorious news cycle? He went on to blame his staff for booking too many events past his bedtime.
I love my staff, but they add things. They add things all the time. At the very end. I'm catching hell from my wife for that. Anyway.
Anyway. And as usual, poor old Joe got stuck on repeat.
Look, folks, this is a... Well, anyway. In the next debate, I'm not going to be traveling in just 15 time zones a week before. Anyway, I'm catching hell from my wife for that. Anyway, it wasn't about just... Anyway, read what his objective is. And anyway, but then again, they're better than a lot of other people here, too. But anyway...
Every single time he opened his mouth, he further embarrassed himself and his party and our country.
I'm following the advice of my commander-in-chief,
excuse me, sir. You are the commander-in-chief. And because every time old Joe steps in front of a camera, which he's not going to be able to avoid doing entirely for the next 4 months, he digs himself, his administration, and the Democrat Party deeper and deeper into an embarrassing hole, they don't know what to do.
I think the question is, what is the plan moving forward? And I think 99% of them don't know the answer to that question, right? For all intents and purposes, if you're on the campaign in the White House, Joe Biden has said he's running. He's going to stick it out as a nominee. That is what you were planning to do. Is that what the result ends up being? I don't think we know the answer to
have
that yet.
Have you been surprised how many leaks there have been in the last 2 weeks?
Yes, very surprised.
Because the powers that be want him gone, and not necessarily because they don't think that he's able to win against Donald Trump. Because if he was declared the winner again, then everybody is going to know that there was some funny business going on behind the scenes with those certain machines that you're not supposed to question the security or accuracy of. So the plan appears to be to swap him out for Gavin Newsom, and then the media will crown him the savior of the Democrat Party and project an artificial insurgency and a rejuvenation of hope in the Democrat Party. And then if he supposedly wins the election, then it would look a lot less suspicious than if old Joe were to win. So as strange as it sounds, we need to support old Joe as the Democrat nominee because that is by far the best strategy for us. If that's not the case, then we might have some problems. And at his press conference last night, old Joe admitted that the delegates at the DNC, which is being held in Chicago in about 5 weeks, may not actually vote for him. Although he's still confident that they will, but he's also delusional and senile.
Your convention is coming up where your delegates are pledged to make you the official nominee. If they have second thoughts, are they free to vote their conscience?
Obviously, they're free to do whatever they want, but I get overwhelming support. Overwhelming support. I won, I forget how many votes I won in the primary. Overwhelming. And so tomorrow, if all of a sudden I show up at the convention, everybody says we want somebody else, that's the democratic process. It's not going to happen.
Now I'm really getting worried. Even Brian Stelter, who has been volunteering for CNN ever since he got fired a few years ago. We all miss Brian, and thankfully he's back as literally a volunteer. He has not been rehired. He doesn't have a show. He isn't a paid contributor. He is literally a volunteer, and even he sees the writing on the wall. Here he is talking about George Clooney turning on old Joe.
Let's face it, he is one of the 10 or 12 most famous men in the world. His words carry real weight, and he knew what he was doing writing this op-ed, right? Speaking on behalf of many of his friends. You know, remember in grade school, Sarah, when we all learned about icebergs and how only the top of the iceberg appears above the water? There's usually a lot more underneath the water. That's what I think we're experiencing right now in Capitol Hill, in Hollywood, in other Democratic enclaves. We're seeing some of the iceberg above the water, with people like Clooney speaking publicly, but there's a lot more beneath the surface.
Well, thank you, little Brian, for explaining the tip of the iceberg metaphor to us as if we're first graders. Someone else who's being treated like a first grader is old Joe because, well, he about has the mental capacity of one who's doing a big boy press conference. That's seriously what they called his big event yesterday.
Big boy press conference.
Big boy press conference.
A big boy press conference. Hold a press conference. A big boy press conference.
A press conference. I guess a big boy press conference is what we're calling it. The press conference. The big boy press conference. Y'all are planning to have.
Gives his press conference. His big boy press conferences.
And while the entire country, if not the world, is either saddened by old Joe forgetting who his vice president was at the big press conference yesterday and unable to finish sentences as usual, there was one person on planet Earth who thought that the entire press conference went off without a hitch, and that is TikToker Harry Sisson.
President Biden just gave an hour-long press conference with no notes, no teleprompter, no knowledge of the questions beforehand, and he executed it perfectly. He got tough questions and gave great answers. He talked in depth about foreign policy and the issues facing the United States. So can we get over this Biden's too old? Can we get over this he's not fit to serve? That is a man who just...
That is a man who doesn't know who his vice president is. That is a man who called President Zelensky President Putin in front of the entire world. Now, I'm not showing this video to show how insane many of the Zoomers are. This kid is plugged in directly with the Biden campaign. He's been meeting with old Joe and Obama before Obama threw him under the bus through his surrogate of George Clooney. And Harry Sisson, Harry Sissy, has almost a million followers on TikTok. This kid is the next Brian Stelter, and at this point in the video, you're probably expecting me to segue into plugging some of my t-shirts at markdice.com, but this time you would be wrong. First, we're going to look at some of the t-shirts over at joebiden.com. They do have an official store over there, which features merch like this Throwback Joe t-shirt, which is literally a picture of old Joe from 60 years ago, who nobody's going to recognize, and I guarantee you, nobody has bought. Even more cringeworthy is the Throwback Kamala shirt, which is a picture of her at her high school or college graduation. Certainly, they couldn't post anything more cringeworthy than this, could they? Oh, wait, what's this? It's the Biden-Harris shirt, and just get a load of her, or they, or them, or whatever. Or instead, you could head over to MarkDice.com and get yourself a MAGA Mafia shirt, an Appeal to Heaven shirt, a Teflon Don shirt, or any of my awesome designs. Now, most available in a tank top for summer as well. So head on over to MarkDice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.